The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ballet Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Is this music making you nervous yet? Because it should be. Because the title of this song is The Vampire Hunters from Bram Stoker's Dracula. Well, guess what? Dracula is coming to Pensacola. I am so excited to have in the studio with us this morning our friends from the Pensacola, but from Ballet Pensacola, and we have an exciting show coming up. Guess the title. Dracula! Sarah is here. Sarah is our, and let me make sure I get your title right. Sarah Williams, she is the Associate Director of Operations. Is that correct?
Yes.
And we have a wonderful guest here this morning, our guest choreographer, Michael Pappalardo. Did I get it right?
You did.
Yay! I'm so excited. And please introduce the star of the show. I hope you don't mind. It's nothing personal, but I don't have my turtleneck on today, so I think I'm just going to stand over here on the other side of the board because Dracula is in the house.
He is.
He is Mr. Juan Arango.
Okay, say the name again. How do you put it? What is our star's name?
His name is Juan Arango.
Juan Arango. Good morning, Juan. Good morning. Okay, let me make sure you got your mic. Okay, can you say that again?
Good morning.
There he is. All right. Now, I have to say, you don't look like a sinister Dracula yet. But I can kind of see. He's got the, I can kind of see it. I can kind of see it. Yeah, I think so. All right, enough fooling around. Tell me about this show. Super excited. We have a guest choreographer. You're not from here. You came in especially for the show. Tell me all about yourself, Michael.
I did. I live in Colorado, but I am originally from Australia. You'll probably pick up a little bit of an accent as I talk.
Oh, there it is.
It is talk. There. It is
yes,
there.
Yes, I love it.
I developed this show about 3 years ago in Colorado, actually, and very lucky to come to Pensacola this year to stage it on the wonderful Ballet Pensacola.
So this is an original version.
It is an original. My original version of Dracula.
Oh, I didn't
yes.
realize. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
oh, I'm so excited. So if you've seen Dracula before, this is different from anything you've ever seen.
Yes, very much different.
Oh, that's exciting. I love that. Okay. And what about you?
Well, I am originally from Medellin, Colombia.
Uh-huh.
I am a principal dancer with Ballet Pensacola. This is my fifth season with the company.
Fifth season. Oh, my goodness.
Five years.
Were you surprised when he selected you to be his star for Dracula?
Yes, definitely. Especially because it's the third time that I do Dracula.
Uh-huh.
And I have always been... cast as Jonathan Harker, actually as Dracula. So this is my first time.
Oh, I love this.
Being Dracula. So.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. So Sarah, tell us a little bit, how did this come to pass?
Well, you know, Michael actually auditioned to be our artistic director a few years ago, and we kept that connection. And thankfully, he agreed to come by. You know, Dracula is one of Pensacola's favorite shows that we do. Every time we put on Dracula, we have such a good turnout, and we are so thankful for that. And so it's the spooky season. Why
yes,
not bring it back?
Yes, it is. So when is the show? And how? Let's right off the bat.
Yeah,
how do
you absolutely.
Get tickets? When is it
going
to be?
Dracula.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Center, 400 South Jefferson Street, downtown Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
October 17th through the 19th and the 24th through the 26th. We also have a really cool special event that accompanies Dracula. It is called Twilight and Temptations.
Ooh.
The first one is actually tomorrow, and the next one is going to be on the 22nd. And this is going to be so cool. So we're going to have a dinner and cocktails type of vibe. We're going to set the like a mystery type of atmosphere. And then we're going to have live music, and we're also going to take the attendees on a special like ghost tour of our building. Super cool. And even cooler is that we get to take our attendees to see a special behind-the-scenes look of our tech rehearsals of Dracula.
Oh, how exciting. So this is all happening tomorrow?
Yes, Twilight Invitations is tomorrow, the 15th, and also on Wednesday, the 22nd.
Okay, how do I get tickets to that?
BalletPensacola.org.
Okay, so Ballet Pensacola, which you did mention that it was at the center. For some folks still, that is the Pensacola Little Theater building there in downtown Pensacola, right across from the Museum of Art. But that building, by the way, I actually worked there for a few years when I was with PLT. It is... H-A-U-N-T-E-D.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, there were some things that happened there I have no explanation for. That's a whole nother show.
And they are still happening there.
They are. Every rehearsal.
Oh, even
things
are
happening.
Really, Michael? Oh, my gosh. They're all nodding their heads. Yeah. Okay, so
we're up there late at night sometimes and also early in the morning when it's like just you in the building.
Yeah.
It is very spooky.
Very interesting. So the dates of the show are October 17th through the 19th. So that starts this weekend.
Yes.
And then the 24th through the 26th. You definitely want to get your tickets now. But I like the sound of this event tomorrow night.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss it.
No, it sounds wonderful. So it's BalletPensacola.org to get the tickets.
BalletPensacola.org.
Okay. And what are the times for the performances?
Yep. So on Fridays and Saturdays, it's at 7 p.m. And our Sunday matinee starts at 1:30.
Okay, very good. And that's always good. You can get parking over there.
Downtown parking, so you guys know how that is. First come, first serve. It is paid to park, but there is some free parking over if you park by the ferry, like the drop-off and all that for over there. There is some free parking. It's just about a block away. But it is worth the block walk to the theater to see the show.
No question about it. It's going to be gorgeous this weekend, so nothing
Absolutely.
To worry about. So, Michael, what inspired you to do this? I'm very intrigued when someone takes something that's very well known, obviously, and then you create something that's your own. Yeah. I think that's a very special talent.
I really, really have a unique skill of bringing books to stage. I've done quite a few. I call them page to stages. So Dracula, as I said, I did about 3 years ago. I've also done The Crucible in 1984.
I was in The Crucible.
Oh, really?
Yes,
it was
the wife,
really good show.
Mrs. Proctor.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
But I wasn't dancing. Let me just qualify.
But, that's sort of my real interest is bringing books to the stage.
Oh, I love that.
Through dance. And I think Dracula is a really good show for that kind of thing. And obviously, everybody loves Halloween in America. And it is a really good seller. So I had to produce Dracula. And it does very well every year.
Well, I have a million questions, but I just wanted to ask you, when you have that concept of something like this and you're putting the dance to it, how do you find the music for this? Is there music that that's already been produced, or are you picking different things? How do you pull, I guess my question is the choreographer and the producer, how do you pull all that together? Because this is an original production.
It is an original.
And so often in ballet, we have the certain ballets that we've seen again. We always have the Nutcracker right around Christmas time, and you see different versions of that. But this sounds like something very unique and different.
It is very unique. Whenever you're doing a new show, you do need to find new music. And there is like two ways of doing it. You can do an arrangement, and this production is actually a Liszt arrangement, which is a really, really exciting arrangement. I did that 2 years ago with a composer friend of mine, or 3 years ago with a composer.
So you created the music. Oh my gosh.
But you can also
do unusual.
It's unusual, but you can also do like a whole new composition. This year I'm doing Alice in Wonderland with a whole new composition.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Two ways of doing it. Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. Okay, we do have some tickets to give away to the ballet today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I understand.
Absolutely.
So we've got two tickets to give away. How do y'all want to do that? We've got our number here, 850-437-1620. Should they text in the title of the show?
Yeah, let's go. First one in. It's the easiest thing to do right now.
And I think the tickets, we don't know what the dates are on the tickets, do we?
We are giving away one pair of tickets to each of our performances of the weekend. So we have three tickets for three sets for the first weekend and three sets for the second weekend.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out once you win. But in order to win, you're going to have to text it in. And I would say, what, the second or third person to text in? What, do you have a preference, a lucky number?
Four, because that's a bad number, right? That's a scary number.
Four. Yeah. Okay, so the fourth texter at 850-437-1620. Text in the title of the ballet that's coming to Ballet Pensacola and the Center in Pensacola Little Theater this weekend. Text that in, and the fourth texter will win the tickets. So in the meantime, switching roles now for you is Juan, is that correct?
Yes.
So ma'am. For you, Juan, what is it like to switch roles as a dancer when you're so familiar with, say, for example, the other role?
Well, I will say that's something that we as dancers have to constantly be doing. Mm-hmm. For example, like here at Ballet Pensacola, we normally have four productions per year. So we have to constantly evolve and change into turning into a completely different version of our own selves as dancers.
Right.
I feel in this one was really challenging because I never had the experience of working with Mr. Michael before. And it was a new whole way of working coming in and being able to not only turn into a new character, also adapt to that his way of work was a challenge, let's say, at the beginning.
Interesting. And what was the... I'm all into this now because I do a lot of acting, and there's all different kinds of acting techniques, different kinds of dance techniques. Mm-hmm. You work with one director one way, a different director. Is speaking different languages in a way? Does that make sense in terms of the dance and in terms of directing you?
Yeah, definitely. Just I feel like the sometimes, for me, the hardest part, I will say openly, the hardest part for me was the pace at the beginning.
Ah.
He has a really fast way of working. Oh. He had to put everything together in, 2 weeks? Was it 2 weeks?
2.5 weeks.
Two and a half weeks.
Okay,
and when you put a almost two-hour show and together in that fast, it's just like, okay, my brain is on fire right now.
Right,
So that was the hardest thing for me at the beginning, be able to learn all those little parts because it's hard to turn into a character before knowing at least what you're doing.
Right.
So that was the hardest part for me. Once I settled a little bit more into the choreography, into the musicality, I started playing with my own self, playing what can I do here to make it more special, staying into the Dracula and the spooky aspect.
Mm-hmm.
How can I turn it into my version of his version of Dracula, you know?
Well, you should have seen his eyes. As soon as he said that, his eyes got that Dracula look going on. It's going to be a wonderful show, I have no doubt, especially because it's a creative, different version. So if you're interested, you can go to balletpensacola.org to purchase the tickets. And it looks like, let me see what I've got here. Let's see. Okay. Our winner, believe it or not, is going to be right here. I think the answer to the question was, what is the title of the show? And the title of the show, of course, is Dracula. And I have a number here. I don't have a name, so you're going to need to text it in your name and your email. But it's the number ends in 1004, and they got it right. The title of the show is Dracula. So we've got a winner, so we'll get in touch with you about by text about how to get the tickets. And again, this is going to be a wonderful show. It's opening this weekend.
Yes.
So now, is there any traditions in ballet for opening night?
Oh. Do you guys have traditions?
Because in the theater, of course, on opening night, they say break a leg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking
definitely
that may
not
be appropriate.
We don't say that. We don't wish that upon any of our dancers.
Juan looked at me like, oh my gosh, no, you'd never say that.
I was literally thinking and that say, don't say break a leg.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that in ballet.
We do say mared. It's our way of saying good luck.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, we never wish any broken legs.
Well, and then flowers after the show and the encore. That seems to be a tradition, yes?
Of course.
I've seen that happen a lot at the ballet, which is really lovely. So what's your favorite part? This is an open question. We've got about 10 more minutes to go, but what is your favorite part of ballet? When did you start to know that that's what you wanted to live, that this was your passion?
I've sort of always known. Mm-hmm. I started very, very young when I was 4 years old. One of my friends was a
at
dancer.
At four,
yeah. And he said, come to class with me. And I did. And I've sort of always known. And I'm actually quite unique. I didn't really like dancing so much. Mm-hmm. I've always loved the production side of shows. Yeah. So when I was about 24, I retired from dancing and moved into this side of the industry because I was much more interested in choreographing and directing and producing than I was actually dancing.
How exciting. And by the way, that's not an easy transition to make.
It's not an easy transition. But I was very lucky. It was the right time and right place, and I had a lot of people supporting me. So it was great.
That's exciting. What about you, Juan? How long? When did you know?
So for me, I have a really funny story of how I started dancing ballet. I mean, I'm from Colombia, mm-hmm. Which is a country where ballet is not a culture, it's not a lifestyle. There is no such a thing like a job as a ballet artist, or if there is really few places that you can do it. So I was in my academical school, and my teachers came because they opened a new studio, and they were offering scholarships for whoever wanted to go in. I never wanted to be a ballet dancer, but I had my best friend at the moment sitting next to me. He kind of elbowed me and told me, hey, do you want to go and try out? And like, sure, let's make it a bet, whoever lasts longer.
And oh, my goodness.
He then came back the next day, and for some reason of life, I just keep going. I didn't really love it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was just more a way to get out of the routine, the everyday school life. Until I had the opportunity for the first time to come to a summer intensive here in the U.S. and I have the opportunity to work with a wonderful dancer, principal dancer of the institution at that point, and at that also my teacher, his name is Renato Penteado, and he was teaching a variation class at the start, completely cold, no warm, no doing nothing before. Showing us the variation, and that was my first exposure to an actual figure of a male dancer.
Interesting, yeah.
And it was just so pure, like the whatever
organic
he gave me at that moment. Yeah, whatever he passed me on that moment was like, that's what I want to.
This is it.
That's what I want to get one day. And He had a wonderful career and was kind of my inspiration. So
good for you. So now you've been here as the principal dancer for 4 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, four years. This is my fifth
year. Yeah, right. Fantastic. I can't wait to see you on stage. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Okay, so this is the cast while we have with us at the star. Juan is here, who is playing the lead role, Dracula. I can confess right now, he doesn't have any fangs at the moment, so I'm feeling a little more at ease.
I have them naturally.
Ah, look at you. Well, actually, he does a little bit. Now that you say, okay, I'm moving over here. Don't take it personally. I'm just going to move back just a little bit.
I cannot do it during the day.
Oh, that's right. You shouldn't even be here, actually.
I have to cover myself.
Yeah, okay. Oh, see.
If you notice, there's no sunlight hitting him right now.
Yeah.
So. I know. I should have darkened the studio and turned off the lights. What was I thinking? Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, this is the holiday season. It's great for the kids. They're going to love this show, I have no doubt. And perfect for adults, too. The visual of ballet, to me, is so inspiring to see the body move in such a way to the music and yet telling a story. It's magical. It really is magical. And if you've never been, I will tell you a quick story about my mother. She was in her 80s. She'd never been to the ballet, and I took her to see the Nutcracker, to see the ballet. And at a certain point, the Nutcracker was dancing in front of her, and she said, she was deaf, and in a very loud voice, she said, "Oh, I think I like the ballet." And the whole audience started laughing because the male dancer was dancing right in front of her in tights. So you get the picture. Anyway, from an 80-year-old woman, I was horrified. I sunk in the seat. It was awful. But, you know, if you've never been, I would encourage you to break through your whatever reason you may think, I'm not going to go. Go see it, experience it. We have so much great culture here in Pensacola between the theater and the arts and ballet. And this is a professional ballet company, right, Sarah?
Yes.
So explain that too.
Yeah. So Ballet Pensacola is the only, like, we are the resident professional dance company. We are the only company in the area that has paid professionals that move here from around the world to come and dance for us. And in addition to that, we are also the largest training academy in Pensacola.
Absolutely.
We have an academy of over 300 students. Some you'll see in Dracula, more you'll see in Nutcracker coming next. Mm-hmm. But we are just so fortunate to have so many professional dancers, like Mr. Juan, for example, who is from Colombia, but now he lives in Pensacola, Florida, and he's been dancing with us. And he has been just such a joy to have in the company.
It's wonderful. And our choreographer originally from Australia.
Yep, originally from Australia.
Wow, this is, I'm getting goosebumps again. Okay. So anything we haven't mentioned, we got a few minutes left about Ballet Pensacola. When I worked in that building, I would see the tiny dancers, as I like to call them, the tiny dancers.
Our babies.
They were there. So it's all ages, too. And if a child or someone knows a child that's interested, how do they get into the classes?
Yeah, so we start at age 3. So if you have a 3-year-old who is ready to come dance, balletpensacola.org under the classes tab, or just give us a call, 850-432-9546. I'm happy to get you guys enrolled. We are still enrolling students until the end of February.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we keep it open.
Not too late.
Not too late. It's never too late to start dance.
Okay. And then the pricing on the tickets, how does that work?
Yeah. So for Dracula, it ranges from anywhere from $35 to $50, depending on where you want to sit in the theater. Mm-hmm. And then for Twilight and Temptations, I believe the tickets are about $75. Those tickets are sold separately from the Dracula tickets, but it's an event that you want to go to, both Twilight and Temptations and Dracula. If you miss it, you're going to wish that you didn't.
Okay. So one more time, because someone might be just joining us. Talk about the Twilight and Temptations. It's tomorrow night.
Again,
this is kind of a preview, right?
Yeah. It's a little sneak peek. You'll have a delicious dinner and some cocktails. You'll get to take a ghost tour throughout our building, and you'll get a special sneak peek of tech rehearsals for Dracula.
Okay. I'm so excited that y'all could come in. I know you're in the middle of the final rehearsals and tech and everything, so I appreciate you coming in the morning to do this. We have our guest choreographer, Michael Pappalardo.
Did I say Pappalardo?
Pappalardo. Okay, now is that Italian?
It's Sicilian, yeah.
Okay, so Sicilian Australian.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole other show about that.
Why not?
How that came to be. Sarah Williamson, who does a beautiful job. She is the Associate Director of Operations for Pensacola's and Ballet Pensacola. And then Juan, what's your last name?
Arango.
Arango.
Yes, ma'am.
From Colombia.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm seeing the fangs.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to see it. He's got a little twinkle in his eye. It's going to be a fabulous production. It opens this weekend, October 17th through the 19th. 7 o'clock performances on Friday and Saturday. And you said 1:30 on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, and it's this weekend and next weekend. So definitely get your tickets now because it probably will sell out.
Hopefully.
Fabulous production.
It should. It's a great show.
That's great. Okay. One more thing that I wanted to ask both of you about. What is your favorite moment in this show? Do you have one?
That's a hard one.
I know.
There's so many good moments.
Okay. Well, give us an example of one or two, perhaps.
I think for me, the best moment is when the... Oh,
yeah,
I'm
there
not
you go.
Close
yeah.
enough. There
yeah.
you go.
He was dreaming.
I was dreaming. I think I don't want to spoil it, but so I'll just give a little hint.
Most of us kind of know the story.
When the brides appear is very special moment in the show.
Oh, how many dancers are in the show? That's another question I didn't ask.
That's a good question.
So we have about 17 professional dancers.
Wow.
And we have a student company of about 25.
Oh, my gosh.
And most of them are included in the show. So.
Wow. Okay. That's wonderful.
Yes.
All right, Juan. Is it just every time you have dinner or is it just?
Yes. I was actually going to say every single time I go for a bite. It's
wonderful, huh?
It's wonderful.
I'm afraid now, Michael. I'm seeing this smile. I'm not sure what you created here, sir, but I'm thinking we might be in trouble here.
Definitely exciting.
Very exciting. So fun to have y'all here. We had our guest choreographer, Michael Pappalardo, and Juan
Arango
and Sarah Williamson from Ballet Pensacola. Get your tickets now, balletpensacola.org. You don't want to miss this production. It sounds like it's going to be fabulous. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for being here.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We'll be back again with you bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So be kind, be gentle, and love now.